Is Jeb Bush, this week's Bill Clinton, going off message, criticizing not only his party, but its candidate? The former Florida governor said that past presidents Ronald Reagan and his own father, George H.W. Bush, would have trouble fitting in today's GOP because there's no room for disagreement. He also had strong words for Mitt Romney's illegal immigration stance. Christopher Rowland is Boston Globe Washington Bureau Chief. Chris, Jeb Bush, we should say, also said both Democrats and Republicans were responsible for political dysfunction. But what do you make of what's making the headlines, his criticism of Republicans?
It's pretty interesting because, you know, here you have a really a leading figure in the Republican Party coming out strongly against the direction, the recent direction of the Republican Party has been taking. You know, the Tea Party is intransigent, and Mitt Romney has very sharp right turn in the primary election. And so what you end up with is a number of moderates in the middle who are increasingly dismayed. And I think what you see is Jeb Bush trying to speak for some of those people.
And what are some of the other things he said?
One of the most pointed things he said was that Mitt Romney has gone too far to the right on immigration. Mitt Romney has said that the Arizona law that's very strict on immigration crackdown should be a model for the nation. Jeb Bush really disagrees with that. His wife is Hispanic, and he thinks that for the Republican Party to be successful in the future, it needs to moderate and soften its tone and reach out to Hispanics. So that was pretty startling. The other thing that was really interesting is that when he's talking about Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan is revered by members of the Tea Party. But Jeb Bush is reminding them that Ronald Reagan, yes, he was conservative, but when it push came to shove and deals had to be made, he could go into a closed-door room and cut a bargain with someone like Tip O'Neill, for example, in the 80s, the House Speaker from Massachusetts, and they cut a deal on tax reform. That's the kind of deal-making and getting things done in Washington that has ended in the last couple of years.
Well, Jeb Bush said, you know, again, Ronald Reagan raised taxes, but Jeb Bush said, so did I. And he said Republicans in Congress should accept a budget deal that allows for some tax increases. He also said Mitt Romney might not be able to spur job creation if he enters office. You know, maybe no one can. These things are heresy. You mentioned he criticized Romney on immigration. He said Mitt Romney boxed himself in to appeal to conservative voters, but that could be a problem in the general election because of the large Hispanic vote. You could say that Jeb Bush might be positioning himself, you know, I'm your candidate for VP, I can help you.
I think mostly he's taking himself out of the running, frankly, for VP. The right wing of the party already doesn't trust Mitt Romney. If Mitt Romney picks someone for vice president from the moderate side of the party, I think that that may really lower the energy levels of the core conservatives who he needs to come out and vote. What Jeb Bush is doing is positioning himself more for 2016.
Well, just as Republicans pounced on Bill Clinton's comments when he said the Bush-era tax cuts should stay or that Mitt Romney's record at Bain was sterling, he's, you know, sort of modified both comments. Democrats have, of course, jumped on Jeb Bush's remarks. And you've given them something else to talk about because your paper obtained emails showing that the Romney administration, when he was governor here, stalled a Massachusetts anti-bullying guide, this was back in 2006, because it contained the words bisexual and transgender. The Romney administration refusing to put out the booklet because of those two words. And this, again, Mitt Romney, who in the 90s said he was more for gay rights than Ted Kennedy was.
This reflects a major shift. It's his last year in office. He's getting ready to run for president. And he comes out with a more sharply right-wing kind of stance regarding gay and lesbian issues. In 2006, he had threatened to shut down the Gay and Lesbian Youth Commission because they were backing a parade for gay youngsters, or gay teens, I should say. In this particular episode, he blocked a 120-page anti-bullying report that was supposed to be distributed to middle schools across the state because of a mere two pages that discussed lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. So he clearly positioned himself for the Republican GOP primary, and you basically cannot win a GOP presidential primary without courting those social conservatives. So it was definitely shifting to the right, and this is a great example of that.
Christopher Rowland, Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, with some news from the Republican front in the presidential race. Christopher, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, up next, a terrific story. You've probably heard that Nick Wallenda is going to walk on a tightrope over Niagara Falls, but did you know that someone did that decades ago while doing their laundry? And a woman was the first to go over in a barrel. We'll hear her story next. Here and now.